It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, we're going to call her an intrepid traveler today, coming home from back east, Megan Marshall, and we're going to talk all about the Renaissance Festival that's coming up in 2023. Last year, first go-round, everybody had a great time. It was a lot of fun. I mean, they started pushing this thing in March, I believe. They had the festival actors here for the parade in March for the St. Patrick's Day Parade, promoting it then. And she wants to get rolling and hit the ground running, and she needs your help. If you're a member of the community that might want to be a part of it, we're going to tell you how you can do that. Megan, thank you so much.
Thanks for accommodating me. This is exciting.
Anytime. Let's talk about the Renaissance Festival that we had in 2022. Big, big event, and a lot of people had a lot of fun, didn't they?
That's right. We had a much bigger turnout than I think anyone could have anticipated, and nothing but amazing positive response from the community, from all of the tourists that came in for it, all of the vendors that traveled from out of the area. It was just spectacular all the way around.
And we're looking to make it even bigger and better in 2023. And that's where you guys are going to start hitting the ground rolling here very soon. And you're looking for help from the community. If there's anybody out there that wants to, you know, help with this great event that goes on, let's talk about that and how they can get into it really right at the ground level.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year it was me and a few really dedicated friends and family with about 2 months' notice that we made the Renaissance Festival happen. And so this time we want to go bigger, we want to go better, and we know that there's a lot of really talented, intelligent, committed community members out there that might want to be a part of the planning process, from marketing to the vendors to the entertainment, activities, kids' activities. There's just so much that can be done, and we'd love some additional help.
And I think we need to, you know, let everybody know, when we say ground level, we mean it. You know, they'll help with scheduling the day. As you said, all the entertainment, the festival itself, where it's going to be held, getting vendors lined up, everything. And you know, this is a big undertaking. You said it was you and some family and friends, and that had to have taken a lot of time and occupied a lot of time. But I'm sure at the end of the day, it was well worth it for you guys, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so when you have city council members and more community members just the entire day saying, next year, bigger and better, bigger, 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 that's what we're going for. And so we definitely need all hands on deck. We're getting the planning process started a lot sooner so that we can really just make this a spectacular annual event.
Well, that's a lot of pressure for the city council to put you under.
they're accustomed to that, and so am I.
I mean, and let's be honest, you've probably already started working on the St. Patrick's Day Parade for 2023, haven't you?
Oh, my goodness. St. Patrick's Day, International Days, the gears are always turning, Dave.
And this is just one more thing, once again, that, you know, if you are a person out there that is thinking that this would be great for you, what do they need to do? Can they just contact you? What's the best way to do that, Megan? Are you going to have a meeting where everybody shows up?
Yep. We're gathering community members as we speak, adding people to the email list of whomever would like to help participate. We'll arrange an initial strategy meeting and let everybody know when and where that will be. So the best way is to reach out to me directly. You can go to Price City's website for my contact information, or my phone number is 435-650-0698. I'm putting it out there to the world because I'm that committed to it. Feel free to call or text me. We'll get you on the list and get you part of this amazing, energetic group.
And are you looking, you know, I don't know how much bigger you could go than it was last year. Is there something that you didn't get the chance to really pursue or take care of last year that you're thinking, okay, this year we're doing this? Have you got anything like that on your list?
Oh, yeah. A lot of really big surprises. We're fortunate to have a lot of the entertainment from last year commit to returning. They committed that day. They committed last year to returning back. And they have plans to go even bigger, even more spectacular shows and entertainment for everyone. So with larger accommodations, a larger time span maybe, we've got a lot in store.
All right. Once again, we're speaking with Megan Marshall. Looking for some recruits for people out there that would be willing or interested and helping plan and work at the Renaissance Festival this year. Now, if you're a vendor and you're like, I want to be part of this, hang on. Once everything is set in stone, you can, I'm sure, start getting a hold of Megan and start lining people up for this one. It's going to be a lot of fun, especially if you were there last year and you remember how much fun it was and you want to be a part of it again this year. So, Megan, one last time, let's give out your number where people can call if they're interested in giving you a hand.
Certainly. Just call or text me at 435-650-0698, and we'll get going.
All right. Once again, Megan Marshall with the Renaissance Festival, looking for some help from community members if you're interested in giving them a hand. Megan, thank you so much for taking out the time and pulling off the side of the road and talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dave. This is going to be fun.
All right. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure. That's Megan Marshall one more time. All right. For more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.